off the cuff, he did pretty good. He doubled production inside of 6 months.
What about your mother? Where?
Her background is she was born, I believe, in Atala, Alabama.
Atala?
A-T-T-A-L-A, I believe, something like that. And that's up near Gadsden. Then she moved to Madison. I believe they lived there about 20 years or so or something like that. Then she went to Florence State, what is now North Alabama, I believe, University of North Alabama. And then she got her degree in education and worked a couple of years as a teacher. And then she met my father and married him.
Where'd she go to school?
Who, she?
Yeah.
University of North Alabama, which is Florence State.
Yeah. That was BS.
Yeah, BS in education.
She got another degree,
didn't she? She's got an MS too in counselor education from Florida State.
And she was she did she was she out actually a counselor?
She was a registrar at Florida State for about 10 years. But after she got her master's, she did nothing. She doesn't she's just been retired ever since then.
Did she ever do anything besides that work as a registrar?
She was secretary to the Chamber of Commerce for a while. She was mostly registrar at Florida State for a long time.
What about any of your grandparents living?
No, they're all dead.
What about your grandparents on your mother's side? Do you happen to know where your grandfather was born?
Lord forbid you would ask a question like this. I haven't got the last date of anybody was born there. I would say I know they were born in North Alabama, though. Probably you could say just narrowing it down somewhere around Huntsville or Gadsden, one of those. I'm just not too sure where, though.
Did he live significant amount of time in one particular place?
I would say Atala more than any other place. See, my grandparents got divorced shortly after my mother was born, I believe. She was the youngest of the three children. So they got divorced slightly after. I really don't know that much about my grandfather in terms of where he lived during his early life. Now, after he was about 6 years old, that was when I was born, and I got to know him a little bit then, of course, before he died. But,
you know what he did for a living?
He was a conductor on a train. So easy to say he was a conductor of an orchestra.
Was a conductor.
Highbrow. Yeah, slipped by with that.
My grandfather was a conductor. You know anything about his schooling?
I don't know. I haven't got the
no idea.
Idea. No idea.
What do you want to guess?
I would say he definitely was a high school graduate, but I'd say no further than that, probably.
What about his wife? Do you know where she was born?
No, I don't. Once again, probably North Alabama.
Same area?
Yeah, same area, probably.
What about her occupation? What would you say?
She was a school teacher.
What level?
High school, I believe. And for approximately 40 years, too, or 40 or 50 years almost.
Endurance record.
Another Florence Garner.
Like,
that's right, Cue of the Little Monsters. In fact, she's rather unique because she didn't get her degree at first. She taught for about 20 years, and then she went back and got her degree. After. Matter of fact, she didn't get her degree until almost 1950, I believe. She was teaching her certification for a long time, and she went back while she was, after I was born, and got her degree, I think.
But she did go to college?
Yeah, she did graduate from Florence State also, I believe.
Yeah, bachelor's degree.
Yeah, BS.
What about your other grandparents? Where was your grandfather and father's side born? You know?
I believe my grandfather on my father's side was born around Goshen or Henderson. Say Glenwood, just to be exact. That'd be even better, I think.